Former Congressman and state lawmaker Mark Schauer says he decided to launch his campaign for governor because Republican Rick Snyder has not been the moderate governor that Michigan voters had hoped for. Schauer was interviewed today for the WMUK program West Southwest. The Battle Creek Democrat says that on a number of issues, including taxing pension income and right to work, Snyder has catered to the right wing of the Republican Party.
Things that don't add up to more jobs for Michigan, don't create a stronger economy for Michigan, don't create a state that's fairer. So it was sort of a drumbeat of approach to me. And finally, as someone who loves our state very much, and I feel like I have the skill, having served in the legislature for 12 years, actually local government, the nonprofit sector, and then in Congress, I have the ability to work effectively in running state government and working with the legislature to solve the problems that face our state and take Michigan in a new direction. So it finally culminated the end of May when I decided that this was the right thing to do. And we jumped in and are running an aggressive campaign already. And I'm excited about the next year plus ahead.
You say he's catering to the right, but there's some Tea Party supporters out there who say that they're not going to support his reelection bid. Can't some people look at some things he's done, such as support Medicaid expansion, support $1.2 billion for infrastructure improvements, supporting Common Core education standards,
right,
and say there is an independent streak to Rick Snyder that has left him making some enemies, or at least not as many friends on the right as
he certainly has a challenge with his Republican Party. Let's be clear. Rick Snyder is the head of the Republican Party in Michigan. He is their standard bearer. But I don't know that there's ever satisfying the Tea Party or the social conservatives, if you will, in that party. But I also want to say I don't disagree with Rick Snyder on everything. I mean,
Medicaid expansion,
exactly. So I want to say two things about that. One, I'm very pleased that Governor Snyder joins me in supporting Obamacare. That was a vote that some would suggest maybe cost me the election in 2010. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think it's one of the most important things I've ever done in my career, and it's in making sure people have access to health care.
He supports expanding Medicaid under Obamacare.
He supported
He's
trying to parse his own words politically, but he supported a state-run exchange, a health care exchange, Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion is very important. It will provide coverage, comprehensive health care coverage to 470,000 people in our state. It'll bring $2 billion of our own tax dollars back to Michigan. You know, it will help control health care costs for all of us, control health care premiums. So he's right on that. But as has been the case with his attempts to get this Republican legislature, his legislature, to approve additional funding to fix our roads and our bridges and infrastructure, to get this Common Education Core curriculum adopted, a number of other key initiatives, he's having a tough time, or he's outright failed with the legislature.
How are you going to do better, though? Because, I mean, he at least is a Republican, even if there's Republicans who don't like where he stands on certain issues. You're a Democrat, and unless there's a change in partisan control, and that seems not very likely in the Senate, maybe in the House, how are you going to do better?
I think 2014 will be a change election, and I think that's very important for us to understand. When you look at not only me leading Rick Snyder in every poll that's been conducted, even before I got in the race, the fact that all of the national pundits from Rothenberg, Cook, Larry Sabato at University of Virginia all put the Michigan governor's race in the toss-up column. Generic Democrats running for the state house lead a generic Republican by 10 points, 48-38. I mean, people are not happy with the direction that Republicans and Rick Snyder have taken our state. Now, I've mentioned on at least one occasion my time in the legislature. Look, I served under John Engler as governor, Jennifer Granholm, and I've watched very closely Rick Snyder as governor. And I'll tell you, we need a little more of a John Engler approach, candidly, in terms of working with the legislature. He was a creature of the legislature. He knew how legislators work. I know how legislators work, how the legislative bodies work. Look, I credit Rick Snyder for returning early from an international trip, but just sort of parachuting in and expecting members to, you know, bow down and do what you've asked them to do. I mean, he's sort of taking the corporate CEO, and I'm talking about on Medicaid expansion with the Senate, the House, give the House credit in a bipartisan way. There's an example of bipartisanship.
Should he not have gone to Israel in the first place? I mean, would you go that far?
I don't want to say that. I think what he fails to understand on all of these issues is, you know, you get votes one vote at a time. And it is a relationship, and whether it's with Democrats or Republicans.
Democratic candidate for Governor Mark Schauer was interviewed today for WMUK's West Southwest. He was also questioned by Battle Creek Enquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman and Alex Mitchell of MLive Kalamazoo. The full program can be heard Wednesday morning at 9:20. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.